Well, I think, in all honesty, it is a very misplaced priority at this point. As we speak now, public basic schools are almost collapsing as a result of the neglect that the public basic school system has suffered under this government. Invariably, most of government's attention has been directed towards the Frisian High School policy and its implementation. As we speak, I know for a fact that capitation grants, which are the grants that allows us to say that public basic education is free, because these are the grants that the head teachers of the basic schools, you know, use to organize activities like cultural activities, sports activities, to get carpenters to fix broken doors and windows and weak furniture, to get masons to patch up cracked walls and what have you, and to buy attendance registers. It is in arrears for 8 terms, the equivalent of 8 terms, which is putting pressure on the head teachers and, in fact, shifting the cost of public basic education to parents. We even have a situation where only 65% of textbooks based on the new curriculum, which came into effect in September 2019, only 65% of those books have been distributed to our public basic schools across the country. We have in excess of 1.3 million people in the country who have no access to furniture. And so why would government, in spite of all of these glaring and debilitating challenges, seek to spend resources in rebranding our public basic schools by introducing a new uniform?